This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And to check in on Apple this week, the latest news sees a former lawyer charged with insider trading. What we know about the allegation and how Apple grapples, with another high-profile controversy. The details after these tech headlines. Amazon is abandoning its plans to build a new headquarters in New York City, practically breaking the internet on Thursday. This is after the company faced stiff resistance from some local politicians who objected to giving one of the world's most valuable companies billions of dollars in tax incentives. The decision to abandon its new headquarters in Long Island City marks a stunning reversal. Amazon said it won't reopen its headquarters search and it will continue to add jobs at its other headquarters location in North Virginia, as well as offices in Nashville and other tech hubs around the country. NASA has called it quits after a 15-year mission. After hundreds of unanswered calls, mission engineers abandoned efforts to revive Opportunity, the space agency's most durable Mars robot, Rover, which has been silent since a planet-wide dust storm enveloped it in swirling grit this past June. That's according to Wall Street Journal reporter Robert Lee Hotz. NASA officials announced an end to attempts to contact the $400 million Opportunity rover. During a news briefing this week, the gathering of scientists and engineers there became a celebratory wake for the 400-pound robot. Designed for 90 days of operation, it had outlasted computer malfunctions, windstorms, and agency budget battles to survive on Mars for more than 14 years. The latest Apple sales news has the company making some older iPhone models available for sale in Germany 2 months after it had removed the models because a court ruled there that the smartphone maker had infringed on a patent by Qualcomm. Apple said in a statement the phones will become available for sale again on Apple's website as of Thursday. Apple and Qualcomm have been engaged in a global legal dispute with cases decided or pending in Germany, China, and the U.S. Coming up, Apple's latest challenge sees a former exec charged with insider trading. The former Apple executive who enforced the company's insider trading policies was charged with criminally violating those rules by allegedly dumping over $10 million in stock before the company in 2015 announced that it fell short of iPhone sales expectations. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
It's a classic case of do as I say, not as I do. The former Apple executive responsible for enforcing the company's insider trading policies faces criminal charges of insider trading. Gene Levoff was senior director of corporate law at Apple until he was fired in September. He's also the target of a civil suit from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Let's find out what Mr. Levoff did from Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, who joins us from San Francisco. Trip, insider trading is essentially using company information not yet available to the public to trade on that company's stock. Describe the insider trading that Mr. Levoff is charged with.
Sure thing. In at least three instances between 2015 and 2016, Mr. Levoff would take information from a committee that he was on around Apple's disclosures ahead of earnings. So in other words, their earnings reports in the days beforehand. And he would make trades knowing what information Apple was about to announce about the previous quarter. And in many cases, he was able to avoid significant losses when Apple reported negative news.
This particular instance, I guess in 2015 and 2016, he avoided losses of $377,000, this according to the criminal complaint. And he also earned more than $200,000 trading ahead of good news. This was a much earlier period back in 2011 and 2012. Obviously, some of that dates back to when Steve Jobs still ran Apple.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best example of this that I can point out to you was in 2015, in July of 2015. This is when Apple was running into some challenges with its iPhone sales. And they were about to announce that July that iPhone unit sales and the number of iPhones they shipped into the marketplace was less than what analysts had expected. What Mr. Levoff did on account of that was liquidate virtually all of $10 million in holdings in Apple stock, and he was able to, you know, avoid some $350,000 approximately in losses. He very clearly, according to the government, used inside information in order to avoid the stock sliding and him taking some kind of loss.
And the SEC civil suit, part of that demands sort of a clawback. He would be forced to pay back all profits and losses avoided, I guess, from 2015 and 2016 trades made on this inside information.
Exactly. They're looking for monetary damages as well as just repayment of the losses avoided or profits gained.
Mr. Levoff was at Apple for at least a decade, right? Didn't he have two major responsibilities, as far as I can tell? One was overseeing investor-related compliance and also running Apple's subsidiaries.
Yeah, a decade plus. And in his role overseeing Apple's subsidiaries, he played a unique role for the company. I mean, he was known as a really sharp, smart executive who could be a challenging boss, ran a tight ship. And the subsidiary role is interesting at Apple in the sense that Apple has a practice of setting up some subsidiaries in order to buy components and supplies for some of the projects that they're working on that they want to keep secret. And Mr. Levoff was responsible for helping set those up.
Now, isn't the SEC in the civil suit alleging that Mr. Levoff's position on Apple's compliance committee helped enable his insider trading? Isn't that one of their charges?
Certainly. Not only are they alleging that, they're also noting that in his role, he was literally responsible for sending out email to staff, reminding them that in the 60-hour window after earnings are announced, they're not to trade stock. So it was, as you said at the outset, do as I say, not as I do. And that's one of the things that the SEC is really highlighting in their complaint here.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Trip.
Thanks so much.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.